March's industry auto sales in the U.S. were dismal, and forecasters' outlooks are bleak. Why do you think sales will rebound later this year? What do you think the prospects of the industry will be?
Recent reports are somewhat of a concern, but we still expect the aggressive interest rate cuts and other stimuli to start to have an impact this summer.
Some of GM's new cars have received critical acclaim, but many consumers still equate GM with lower quality. To your enterprise, this is certainly a disadvantage. However, how do you change that?
We have to deliver on the promise of a car, be competitive on quality and reliability, and give the vehicle an appearance so exciting people want to give it a try. We have significantly improved the number of people shopping in the midsize category for Malibus. We have to translate that into sales. I'd say so far so good, but it's very early in the game. This is not a one car, two cars, 3 year deal. We have to stay on this for a good long time, and over time, build brands and reputations that can carry us forward. One thing we pushed at is, how do we get a global leadership team? Some 55% of our business today is outside the U.S. So my top leadership team for the first time in our history is now up to half non-Americans. We pushed really hard to get there. It makes for a very different discussion when we get together for our quarterly or semester meetings. I think we are a lot more challenging of each other.
While GM's operations in emerging markets like Brazil have been doing well, Germany has been weak. How is that turnaround going?
It's not time to break out the champagne, but we are moving in the right direction. If you look at the economy, it suggests demand over time should improve, so we hope it will get on a positive track, perhaps even this year. But no doubt it's been tough. We have to work hard to drive our company to the right track.
Boosting fuel economy and reducing emissions are increasingly important for automakers. But the technology to do so isn't cheap, and it's not yet certain which method will win out. So how do you proceed when money is already tight?
It's not easy, but we basically have said it's critical to our future success and to achieve what I think could be strong growth for the industry. It's very high on our priority list on how we allocate our R&D, engineering, and infrastructure spending, so we're making whatever trade-offs we need to. But the amount of cash and expenses are pretty high and going to get higher, so we have to structure the rest of our business to accommodate that.